makeshift lamp
yeah.
that's made with
the rag
and kerosene.
Yeah.
You're not trying to make me say taper, are you?
No, I'm not trying to make you
taper,
say anything.
Taper is something else.
Hmm.
I don't know.
Well, have you ever heard of a flambeau?
No, I've heard the word, but I didn't know what it meant.
Well, we were talking about it the other night.
Oh, yeah, flambeau is like if you have some kind of a food flambeau. That's got nothing to do with a kerosene.
Well, what is the food flambeau?
I don't remember right this minute. Well, it could be anything. Like if I had, if I ordered, say, Cherry's Jubilee flambeau, that
yeah.
would mean they'd bring it out to me flaming.
Right.
So that still wouldn't have anything to do with kerosene and rags.
Okay.
Isn't that correct?
Yeah.
I'm asking.
That's right.
Okay.
That's right. Toothpaste comes in what? Listen.
In tubes.
Okay. If they've just built a boat and they're going to put it in the water, then you say that they're going to
launch it.
What kind of boat would you go fishing in on a small lake?
Well, I guess you mean a bateau.
Do you use that?
No, I don't. They're just little bitty old shallow drive boats that really, I guess, you use them not necessarily because of the size of the lake, but because of the depth of the lake.
Why?
If it's a shallow lake, you wouldn't want to use a boat that had a deep drift. You'd use a shallow drive boat so that you wouldn't run aground.
So it has a
bateau is just a flat, it's a flat sort of thing. Not very high sides or anything.
Well, now
not much better than a raft.
What would you call one that didn't have a flat bottom?
Well,
possibly they had two oars?
Well, they're rowboats. You know, if they have two oars, it would be a rowboat and probably would be a V-bottom is what we call them, rowboat, to differentiate between the tri-hulls now, which are not really rowboats.
How would you propel a bateau?
With an oar.
With one oar?
Or a pole. Oh. Yeah, poles is what.
Oh,
say they used to use bateaus to go through swamps with.
Oh, yeah.
And they'd push them. A lot of times just standing up.
And the only difference between that and a raft is that it does have sides?
It has some sides. Yeah, it would be built out of planks instead of logs. But it's just a little shallow drive, small boat.
If he said he was going to get some cake or something, he possibly would say that. What would he say? If he was going to go get something. He would say that.
What do you mean?
Well, let's say if you were going to go get some cake,
yes.
You would say that. You
from where? A store?
Well. Yeah, anywhere. What would you say?
I would say I'm going to buy some cake.
Okay, that's what I wanted you to say. If a child is just learning how to dress himself, the mother brings in the clothes and says, what might she say to the child?
She would probably say, get dressed.
Okay, but she's bringing him his clothes and she's giving them to him. What would she say while she's giving him his clothes?
Here are your clothes.
If you are taking a child to the dentist and he's afraid, the dentist might say, don't be afraid, I
won't hurt you.
Okay, fine. If someone thanked you for riding to town, you might say, don't mention it, going in anyway. What might you say?
We were going in anyway, or
mm-hmm.
we enjoyed having you, or?
Yeah, fine, either way, fine. If you see